Hello there, bright but very sensitive podcast listeners. I know, two episodes in the same month. Like, who am I? What is happening? I had an amazing realization recently, which came from meeting up with some friends. Community is always the answer. But I met up with some really good friends and we literally just talked for like 4 hours and had virgin margaritas and it was amazing. But we were chatting and I was talking a little bit about some of the stuff that I've had going on behind the scenes. And I was like, yeah, it's just frustrating because I feel like I can't make the content I want to make because I feel like I can't talk about certain things. And one of my really good friends was like, who, you know, she really doesn't know much about my business at all, I don't think, but she had such amazing advice. She was like, look, you know, there's a difference between trauma dumping and like forcing people to listen to like all of this stuff versus just, you know, sharing your truth. And I was like, you know what? There is. And you all opted into this podcast and you didn't have to. And I can always give you the option to not listen to this episode and you can always turn it off at any point. So like, yeah, I think that she's right. And thank goodness for friends. And I'm just going to tell you all what's been going on in my brain for the last like month, 2 months, 3 months. I don't even know anymore. Yeah, I think it's been about 3 months at this point. So let me just fill you in. I guess content note, we're going to talk about dissociation. We're going to talk about health anxiety. We're going to talk about diagnosis and self-diagnosis and stuff like that. So that's kind of what's going on. So with me, what's been going on the last couple of months is I started reading this book called Dissociation Made Simple, which I've talked about before on this podcast. I'll link it in the show notes. It's really, really, really good. But this book is making me realize that I think that I might have a dissociative disorder, which there are many ways dissociation can present in a disordered way, for sure. Sorry, there are like ants all over my desk and it's definitely a little distracting. But anyway, focusing. I'll deal with the ants later. We will get ant traps. It's no big deal. Okay, focusing. So I've been reading this book and realizing I might have a dissociative disorder. There are lots of different dissociative disorders out there, but personally, I am exploring the possibility of something called OSDD, which is otherwise specified dissociative disorder. Specifically, the reason that I'm identifying with this disorder so much is it's at least the version, there are many versions of OSDD, but the version that I most closely identify with is the idea that there are separate parts of me, almost separate identities within me. But these separate identities do not experience amnesia between them. So if one identity is kind of at the wheel and making the decisions, the other identities don't, like when they start taking the wheel, they still remember everything that other identity did. This is really different from classic or typical DID or dissociative identity disorder, where there tends to be a lot of amnesia. It's also different from other forms of OSDD, where they may not necessarily feel like there are different identities, but they do experience amnesia and different aspects of themselves taking the reins. So anyway, this is like a really brief intro to dissociative disorders. There's also depersonalization, derealization, which I experience sometimes, usually during periods of high stress, but generally it's not like a always thing for me, which is nice. So the reason I identify with OSDD is because I do feel like there are different parts of me and I don't always feel like there's very easy communication between these parts. And that's hard. And it's hard for me to talk about, first of all, because the thing about dissociative disorders is that they are usually covert, which means their job is to hide in plain sight. Their job is for no one to notice them, least of all you. And so even when I just talk about dissociation and dissociative disorders and stuff, I find myself getting really fuzzy-headed and dissociating, right? Like, that's my brain's way of protecting me. And so I find it difficult to talk about, but I do think it's important because I am realizing through doing parts work with my therapist that yes, I have parts, but I also have like parts that I tend to get stuck in. And I often feel like I don't have control over which part I am in and which part I am exhibiting and which part is in control, I guess. And the way I was describing it in an interview with the author of Dissociation Made Simple, that's coming to my YouTube channel here in about a month, so keep your eye out for that. The way I described it to Jamie is, it kind of feels like, yes, all of these different parts of myself are like different rooms in a house, and a lot of times it feels like the doors are locked. There are doors, meaning there's no amnesia for me, right? Amnesia would mean there aren't even doors. There's no possible way to communicate and to connect these dots. For me, there are doors, but the doors are often locked. And I can't, like, one part of me can't communicate with the other part of me. And this is not me self-diagnosing, by the way. I think self-diagnosis is very valid, especially for things like autism and ADHD. But with dissociative disorders, I wonder if it takes a more knowledgeable eye to see these things, especially because dissociative disorders tend to be so covert. I don't know if self-diagnosis is valid in this particular context. I think it is. Like, my natural inclination is to say yes, but with my personal history of health anxiety, I'm not interested in self-diagnosing, because I would self-diagnose with everything in the DSM if left to my own devices. Not because I want to be special or I'm an attention whore or whatever. I don't think any of that is true anymore. I think the truth is, like, I just get so anxious that I truly believe I have everything. And I don't think it's me trying to be a bad person. I think it's just my brain trying to cope. So I am looking into potentially getting assessed. I would love to get assessed. It would make me feel a lot better to know, like, hey, do I have like a particularly gnarly case of CPTSD, or is it OSDD, or maybe something else even? So I am looking at getting professional assessment. And I'm hopeful for that. So I actually have somebody I have to contact today. They emailed me. I have to go check what they said. But I don't know. I got to talk to my friends about this past weekend, and they just made me feel so seen and understood. It was so beautiful. I'm so, like, if perchance you guys are listening, you know who you are. Thank you. I haven't been able to talk about this much, and it's been hard on me. And I'm really, really happy to have people in my life who see me for who I am and don't judge me and aren't afraid of me, even if I have more highly stigmatized disorders, you know. That's been really nice. And it was really beautiful last night, or the night before, I don't know, recently, my husband and I were talking about it, and he said something. I still can't quite remember exactly what it was he said, but it was so validating and so beautiful, and it just made me feel so good. He said something to the effect of, like, well, I love you, however many yous there are in there. And I'm gonna cry. Like, that's my husband, you guys. I picked the most amazing, kind, honest person in the entire world to be with for the rest of my life. And I'm so grateful. I really struggle with self-loathing and self-hatred and shame, and he just doesn't see any reason for any of that. Like, not that he doesn't see my trauma, he does, but he doesn't see any valid, like, reason that I should hate myself. He's like, no, you're great, and I love you. Like, don't insult my choices, which is, you know, kind of funny, but I just feel really lucky to have the communities around me that I do, to have friends who listen, and a husband who loves, and you guys to talk to, of course. And if you have any, I don't know, thoughts or, you know, reading recommendations you want to share about OSDD, please email me. My email's in the show notes, but it's Megan, M-E-G-A-N, at theneurocuriosityclub.com. Yeah, I think that's really, I just wanted to share with you what's been going on with me, because I feel like I've been really cryptic recently. Like, oh, I have personal stuff going on and I can't tell you about it. I can't tell you about it. I can't tell you about it. And it's like, well, what if I fucking can? Like, it's my podcast. I don't know. Please don't take this as me, like, coming out as having OSDD. Like I said, I'm not interested in self-diagnosis for myself, and I'm not even saying I'm sure that I have it or that I think I have it. I'm curious. I'm investigating, you know. I'm just looking into it, really. So please don't go on the internet and say like, oh, this creator says they have OSDD. I don't. That's not what I'm saying. I just think that I might. And I am relieved to have found some answers that explain some of the things I haven't totally been able to explain with autism and ADHD. We thought for a while it was PMDD, but I'm realizing that I don't know that that's right because it doesn't always align with my cycle. But it does feel really like powerful and like uncontrollable. And I'm realizing that I think it might be that there's just different parts of me that take control at different times. And I don't always have control over who is in charge. I have tried like intentionally switching from one part of myself to another, but I don't think I know the parts of me well enough to do that. And also, like I said, a lot of the doors are locked, so I can't always do that regardless, even when I do know of a part that would be better equipped to handle a situation. And so I just, oh my gosh, there are ants everywhere. This is like so disgusting. And I don't even understand why there are ants. Like, I don't have food out. Like, I guess I left coffee out, but like, I didn't think coffee would attract ants this badly. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I wonder if there's like food hidden somewhere in here. My office is a wreck. Anyway, I'm so sorry. This episode is brought to you by OSDD and ants. Good gravy. Okay, well, that's really all I wanted to share. I just wanted to let you guys in. I didn't want you to think I was like, something catastrophic was going on, because it's not. It's just like, I don't know how to do things halfway. I don't know how to do things kind of. I don't know how to do things a little. I only know how to do things whole hog, you know, go full bore. And this is me attempting to find a medium space, like a place in between, and say like, yeah, I might be experiencing this. I might not. I don't know. But it's worthwhile to me to explore it. If you guys are interested in this, I know somebody reached out and said they definitely did want to hear more about dissociation. So thank you for emailing me and letting me know that. If you want to know more about my OSDD journey, let me know. If you're like, nope, I'm not interested in this, well, I might still talk about it, but I won't emphasize it quite the same way as if a bunch of people reach out and say, yes, please talk about this. I'm not sure if I want to share like anything about my system map, you know, like all the parts of me and stuff. I'm not sure. I mean, I want to, but I'm nervous. Like, that feels really deeply personal. And so a part of me is like, I don't want to share that. But another part of me is like, well, yeah, but sharing ourselves is important, and it makes me feel seen and heard and understood, and it might be important to me. So we will see. Let me know if you have any interest. And thank you so much for listening. And yeah, thanks for bearing with me as I've struggled to find my footing on how to talk about personal stuff without talking about personal stuff. So, and now we're kind of just giving that up and we're just talking about all of it. So anyway, this is today's episode, and I hope you enjoyed it.